two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The Salt Lake City protests, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Graffiti and red paint remains in downtown Salt Lake City after last night's protest over a deadly police shooting.
Salt Lake City protests. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage live on the scene outside the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. John?
Yeah, man, it's quiet now, but last night this was a beehive of activity. You had a few hundred protesters coming out, all upset about the Bernardo Palacios ruling, and they started painting this area red. The street here in Fifth South looks pretty well cleaned up, but the entrance to the DA's office is still in shambles. Red paint everywhere, graffiti, profanity aimed at DA Sim Gill, and of course all the flyers featuring the image of Bernardo Palacios. Here's what protesters sounded like last night. Police swooped in once three or four windows were broken and they dispersed the crowd. But in the process, it sounds like a few cops were injured and reportedly hit with pepper spray. It is worth noting that Governor Herbert declared a state of emergency last night. That's going to keep the Capitol building closed until late Monday night. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL TV's Andrew Adams continues our live team coverage with more on what led to last night's unrest.
All started with District Attorney Sim Gill walking through his office's investigation and a timeline of events. On May 23rd, someone called police to report they had been robbed at gunpoint. As officers arrived, they got word that a different person had been robbed at gunpoint as well. Police found 22-year-old Palacios Carbajal, who ran away. Gill says the officer's decision to use deadly force didn't come until it was confirmed he had a gun.
We'll speak with Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown live at 8:15 here on Utah's Morning News.
Some small business owners say the state's coronavirus restrictions have gone too far. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports they also held a protest last night.
Robin Openshaw lives in Park City and founded Green Smoothie Girl. She thinks all the restrictions the state slapped on companies to stop a virus with a very low death rate is killing small businesses.
We've lost 15% of our jobs in the first wipeout of our businesses, and many of these restaurants in Park City have not reopened 2.5 months later. And so if we get shut down again, we're literally going to say goodbye to small businesses in Utah.
That's why she organized a protest outside the Salt Lake Health Department last night. About 100 people showed up, many of them also frustrated by what they see as unconstitutional mask mandates. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And the virus continues its surge across the Sun Belt. KSL's top national stories this hour. Sean Michael Lyle back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, COVID-19 deaths are setting single-day records in Sun Belt states as the pandemic rolls across the nation. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is open to adjusting his response.
I am listening to the criticism, and I'm listening to the differing opinions.
Daily U.S. deaths began climbing a week ago, now approaching 1,000 a day. Coronavirus. Virus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The young black man found hanged in front of the Lancaster, California City Hall was a suicide, according to a new investigation. They found Robert Fuller had been treated for suicidal thoughts, had bought the rope himself. Sheriff Alex Villanueva on those insisting it was a lynching.
They're just pursuing their own political agendas.
Fuller died 1 month ago today. And New York Mayor Bill de Blasio helped paint Black Lives Matter along Fifth Avenue in front of Trump Tower yesterday.
Because there is no America without Black America. Yeah.
President Trump, who no longer lives there, said the city should spend the money fighting crime instead. And flood watches are up along the Mid-Atlantic and New England as Tropical Storm Fay races up the seaboard. Landfall is later today or tomorrow. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says Confederate symbols within the military are divisive and can be offensive to black service members. General Mark Milley told the House Armed Services Committee yesterday it's time to take a hard look at some of those things.
The Confederacy, the American Civil War, was fought, and it was an act of rebellion. It was an act of treason at the time against the Union, against the Stars and Stripes, against the U.S. Constitution. And those officers turned their back on their oath.
President Trump has previously said he would never allow places like Fort Hood or Fort Bragg to be renamed.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Triple-digit temperatures on their way for parts of the Beehive State this weekend.
We're at the point now where we're going to be talking about excessive heat in parts of our state, the southeast, and Utah's Dixie for this weekend as temperatures there get up to near the 110 range, so about as hot as we get in the summertime for St. George. And for the Wasatch Front, we're talking about temperatures near 100 and tomorrow and Sunday as well.
We're not out of it after the weekend either. Highs on Monday about 98. Then it looks like maybe it'll cool off slightly into the mid-90s for Tuesday and Wednesday.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is, it's Andy Farnsworth.
Yep, man, we're looking good on I-15 thus far, whether you're going from Ogden to Salt Lake or from Provo to Salt Lake. At this point, you've got minimum travel times on the main corridor. We've got some delays, though, on Bangor or Highway through West Valley, Lake Park Boulevard, Parkway Boulevard up to the 21st South Freeway. And we've got some slowing on SR-138 out in Grantsville, out by where the fire was yesterday. Any hour services, licensed electricians, plumbers, and certified HVAC technicians taking extra precautions as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 7:06.
In sports, will there be a U of U BYU football rivalry game this year? That's being called into question as some of the top football conferences drop games scheduled with non-conference opponents. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Michigan State and Minnesota are Big Ten teams, and they've already canceled their games with BYU in September. Whether the Pac-12 will do the same hasn't been decided. If they do, games with Utah, Arizona State, and Stanford will go away. That could leave the Cougars looking to fill out their schedule against independent teams such as Army and Notre Dame. BYU issued a statement yesterday saying it will continue to have discussions with other universities about the situation. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The final eight teams have arrived in Orlando ahead of the NBA's restart scheduled for July 30th. ESPN's Malika Andrews says six teams have had their first practice already, including the Jazz.
The players that were arriving on Tuesday have now cleared their 48-hour quarantine and registered two negative tests, which means that they were able to practice. And one of the teams that was able to go through a full practice was the Orlando Magic. We spoke to Nikola Vucevic afterwards, and he just said it felt so good to get back out there on the court, especially in light of the fact that he felt like he was talking to his walls a little bit the past couple of days because there was no one else around.
Meanwhile, there's not a ton of optimism in Major League Baseball either about that shortened season and whether it will start on time or even be complete. ESPN's Buster Olney has more.
I'd put it at around 30 to 40%, and to get through the season, I still think 0%. It's interesting because clearly there are teams that have had real issues and canceled workouts, the Nationals, the Giants, the Athletics. Most of the teams I talk to are saying, you know what, it's going pretty well. Like, the testing results are coming back. We're getting our work in. Things are going okay. The ones that get the most attention, of course, are the teams that are having the issues.
Soccer fans are excited because the MLS has returned and Real Salt Lake will be on the pitch this weekend. KSL News Radio's Shawn Michael Lyle will take a look at the MLS restart coming up at 7:25 on Utah's Morning News.
In other news, cast members of Walt Disney World in Florida are preparing to open their gates. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado is a professor of pediatrics at Stanford University and says individual efforts will be key for visitors.
When you're going anywhere in the open with other people is to stay 6 feet apart from other families, to wear masks, to make sure you have hand hygiene gel, And if you use public bathrooms, be very careful about wiping surfaces before you go in and after you leave.
Some Disney parks in Florida set to reopen with new pandemic guidelines tomorrow. It is 7:09. Triple Team Traffic is back again. If you're out there on the roads this Friday morning, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. How about now, Andy?
Right now, you've got traffic improving a little bit now. Bangor Highway near the 21st South Freeway. It got really thick for about a 10-minute stretch there, but now it seems to be returning more to normal patterns. No delays at all. I-15, Draper to downtown. It looks great so far on the 21st South Freeway between Magna and Salt Lake. Aubrey?
Downtown Provo filling in a little bit on the city streets. Also, if you're on I-15 right now in Utah County, it's moving at freeway speeds. Eric?
That little bit of congestion we had eastbound 1200 South approaching Ogden seems to have gone away. So the city streets are looking good, and the freeway continues to look great if you're heading through Weber and Davis counties, looking at your normal 30-minute commute time southbound I-15 from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake. Hurry into Siegel Book today and shop our newly stocked clearance clothing racks. Plus, this week only, take an additional 20% off all clearance clothing. Sale ends Saturday, so stop by Siegel today. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Warmer temperatures this morning. We're starting off about 75 degrees at 7 a.m. Clear skies. Sunshine at noon up to 90 degrees and 97 at 4 with mostly sunny skies. And still pretty warm at 7 p.m. 94 degrees, more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Haven't made it to 80 yet, but it is 79 downtown.
There is a real disparity between the type of maternity care that women of color receive in the United States. We'll have a report on that coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
States get a report card every couple of years on how safe it is for their kids to get to school, how they get to school, if they're not riding the bus. Dr. Brett McIff says Utah scores high marks this year, which means the state has given kids who want to walk or ride to schools safely a lot of support.
We talk about funding, we talk about policies, and we talk about the actual environment of the neighborhood and the school.
Dr. McIff says this is important with a lot of parents who might not want kids to take a crowded bus. He says right now only 11% of students walk or bike to school.
Teams of cadaver dogs and rescue divers are combing a California lake looking for 33-year-old Glee actress Naya Rivera, who went missing on the lake while boating with her son this week. ABC's Leanne Sutter has more.
A heartbreaking scene captured on security cameras. Rivera and her 4-year-old son arriving at the lake, walking out to the pontoon boat they had rented for their tragic trip. Investigators say when she didn't return to the dock, workers searched the lake, finding her son asleep on the boat in his life jacket alone. Authorities say the actress and singer had been boating on the lake before and say they do not suspect foul play.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, the superintendent of schools in Dallas, Texas, thinks it's unlikely there will be high school football, no Friday night lights in the Lone Star State this fall.
The success of Hamilton on Disney Plus has some people asking for more streaming Broadway plays. But experts say that's unlikely because the film quality is rarely good enough. Yeah, Hamilton is in a class by itself.
Well, and you have to be able to make enough. Speaking of, people that originated the play, the writers and the performers, they have to be able to make enough in rights fees that it makes sense to maybe keep a ton of people away from spending money at the box office at Broadway.
Right.
Or seeing it when it comes to town. It's a bit of a balance. Mm-hmm. And in the case of Hamilton, I think we told everybody that Disney gave them $75 million
right. For
the rights to that one. All right, 7:13. Let's get a look at the three things you need to know this hour. First,
a group of a couple hundred protesters doused the Salt Lake County District Attorney's office with red paint yesterday and also broke a few windows before police were able to disperse the crowd. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, two games have been cut from the BYU football schedule. The Big Ten will play conference games only this season, so Minnesota and Michigan State will not play the Cougars this fall.
Third, let's get a quick look at how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
And we're looking good on the freeway between Provo and Salt Lake, Ogden to downtown. Minimum travel times thus far. And no crashes, at least not yet, on the city streets. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it's a hot one out there. Sunshine 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 79 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
The last 2 days in the U.S. have seen the two largest single-day increases of coronavirus cases. Arizona has the world's highest positivity rate, 34%, but testing problems are being reported in 13 states, so Arizona's governor says he's going to ramp up testing there.
To those who claim COVID-19 is like the flu and that the flu spreads just as easily, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says that is not true. He says COVID cases have been skyrocketing in Arizona while the flu is nearly flat. He says the two are not comparable despite claims to the contrary. Ducey is asking all Arizonans to stay home and to wear a mask. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new ABC News Ipsos poll finds 67% of people disapprove of President Trump's handling of the pandemic. That same percentage also disapproves of the way he's handling race relations. ABC's chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl says,
on race relations, the disapproval extends all racial groups, 57% of whites disapproving, 92% of blacks disapproving, and 83% of Hispanics disapproving of his handling of race relations.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. There are glaring disparities for women of color seeking maternal care in the United States.
ABC's Janae Norman reports this is not a new issue, as the statistics are staggering.
This morning, tragedy in the maternity ward. 26-year-old Shaija Washington was past her due date when she went to the hospital for a routine checkup and never went home. Seen here in these pictures from a GoFundMe page, she passed away during an emergency C-section before ever getting to meet or hold her baby girl, Chloe. The hospital telling ABC News the city's public health system recognizes the disproportionate increased burden that black and brown patients face during childbirth. We are devoted to understanding the causes and are committed to addressing this unacceptable disparity. Like Shaija, 26-year-old Amber Rose Isaac also died following an emergency C-section in a New York City hospital. Just days after posting on social media about her experience with what she called incompetent doctors during her pregnancy.
She was ignored time and time and time again. She's voiced her concerns.
Amber's partner, Bruce McIntyre, says Amber's death was preventable. The hospital says 94% of our deliveries are minority mothers. Any maternal death is a tragedy. These heartbreaking stories, just the latest examples of staggering statistics. Black women in America die giving birth nearly three times more than white women.
Check your implicit bias.
Dr. Jennifer Lincoln is an OBGYN who's trying to bring attention to the problem on TikTok.
We have so many other studies that show that black people are undertreated for pain. They wait longer in the emergency room. They are less likely to be taken seriously.
So what do you think can be done for medical professionals already out there to address this?
I still have to stop myself every time I'm caring for somebody who looks different than me, and I always check and I say, am I delivering the same level of care here?
Mom Alrima Vining says she was left temporarily paralyzed from an epidural while giving birth to her third child, saying her race impacted her treatment.
So I didn't have the top of the line insurance. So right then and there, I had the two going against me.
Vining is now a doula, hoping to create a comfortable and safe experience for future mothers.
Part of me loves the fact that I went through it, because if I hadn't gone through it, then I wouldn't be following my passion.
That's just tragic. I've heard the one about how there had been the false belief that people of color had a higher pain tolerance that led to the mistreatment of people of color for years in not treating their pain with a sufficient level of seriousness. And then they finally realized that that was complete garbage, and they feel pain just the same way as anyone
How long
does.
Ago was that?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I had heard that report. And they talk about implicit bias, which I think is something that every single one of us who is not a person of color should learn about and find out where our own is. Because, you know, we've got some somewhere, because we grew up not in a community of color. So we've got some somewhere.
Yeah. So many of these situations, when it comes to health care, and probably the same with maternity care, is access, just having access to good health care in the
yes.
area.
But if it comes down to actually, you know, treatment from individual nurses or doctors, then, you know, that's a whole other question right. than just having access.
And imagine how wonderful that doctor is who's asking herself, is there anything I'm doing? Am I not asking the right questions? Would I treat, you know, a Caucasian patient differently? Would I ask different questions?
Yeah.
Checking herself.
You would hope that's not the case anywhere.
Yeah.
But obviously something to follow. ABC's Janae Norman helping us out there on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
7:19, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
And right now, if you're on I-15, there's a little bit of slowing that has appeared just after the 90th South on-ramp heading towards Salt Lake City, but not for very long. It clears up well before you get to 7200 South. I-80 coming out of Tooele, a little bit slow right after you merge in Lake Point, and we have some slowdowns. This is our 138 out in Tooele in between the Erta Way and Village Boulevard intersections where the fire was yesterday. Aubrey?
Road out of Saratoga Springs are getting a little crowded, but if you're on Pioneer Crossing going eastbound up to the freeway, it's moving at good speeds. And if you're on I-15, there's no delays there all the way from Spanish Fork to the point of the mountain. Eric?
Mountain driving looks good if you're out in Morgan this morning and on I-84 heading east towards Riverdale. And I-15 continues to look great through Weber and Davis counties. We don't have any delays or accidents. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans. From aerial inspections and training to generator service, Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's a very warm 7-day forecast, particularly the weekend, according to Grant.
Well, this is typically our hottest time of the year, and sure enough, we got a lot of hot temperatures in the forecast here. 97 today, sunshine. Tomorrow, 99 and mostly sunny, and 100 on Sunday, lots of sun, so extra hot for the weekend. 98 Monday, mostly sunny, sunshine Tuesday, 93, 94 Wednesday, sunshine, and 99 Thursday, more sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 79 degrees downtown. I just wanted to thank this one listener, Tim, who sent us a wonderful text, said, listening to KSL has been part of my morning routine for a long time as I get ready for the day. Oh, her name is Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie, if you're still listening. I continue to listen because I enjoy it, and it's something I can still do to feel somewhat normal during this uncertain time. And I appreciate that. And I was thinking back to, you know, when my parents grew up during and part of World War II, toward the end of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mother talking about things that she would do to try and still feel normal during this, what for her was an incredibly abnormal time. So they still had to go to the grocery store. They still had to cook, even though some things were rationed at times. There were things that they did. And so for us, this is our challenge. This is our new normal or abnormal time. So we have to have things that we do that still feel normal for ourselves and for our children, because this is a challenge to try and save people's lives. It's not a war in Europe or the Pacific, but we're trying to save people's lives. That is for sure.
Yeah. I reposted something on my Facebook page where somebody went through, if you were born in 1900, the things that those folks dealt with in their lifetimes and the things that we have had to deal with. Now, we realize this is a tough time on all of us. We haven't experienced something like this before, but, you know, it goes through. If you were 14, World War One begins. Soon after a global pandemic, the Spanish flu comes along.
Yeah.
And then when you're 29, you survive a global economic crisis with the Great Depression.
Right.
And then when you're 33, the Nazis come to power. When you're 39, World War II begins. When you're 52, the Korean War begins. When you're 64, the Vietnam War, and it goes
on
and on.
You've got a rough time. Whew. And all we're asked to do is wear a mask, and maybe we are, you know, maybe our kids can't play sports.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or hunker down and enjoy Netflix.
Yeah. and it makes me feel silly to even have complained.
Yeah. But this is our experience. This is our
battle. This is our experience. And and so we have to face it, and we do what we can to feel normal.
Don't want to minimize anybody's feelings out
there.
No,
certainly not. That wasn't my intent.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks for the response. It's always great to hear from you, reaching out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. By the way, you've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com. Our KSL News Time is 7:23.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. The Salt Lake Chamber, along with the Utah Department of Health, is pleased to announce the launch of a statewide campaign to effectively guide the reactivation of Utah's economy as together we work to mitigate the effects of the coronavirus. The campaign is called Stay Safe to Stay Open, and it offers guidelines that restaurants, retail stores, and other commercial establishments will follow to help protect consumers and employees from coming into contact with the coronavirus. All businesses participating in the campaign will be clearly identified by attractive signage displayed in their windows, certifying that they have taken a pledge to follow state health guidelines, to conduct temperature checks before work, and stay home when a team member becomes sick. Wash hands frequently and avoid touching face and eyes. Practice physical distancing, including wearing face coverings in close, common areas. Learn about high-risk groups and help protect them. Cover mouths when coughing or sneezing. Clean high-touch surfaces frequently, and follow public health guidelines. All participating businesses will be included in an easily searchable online database at stayopenutah.com. And consumers will be encouraged to look for businesses that have taken the pledge and are displaying the official campaign signage. To learn more, visit stayopenutah.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Utah travel adventure starts in your own backyard with Cedar City. While it's true, Cedar City's home of the famous Shakespeare Festival, now it's time to let wonder be your guide. Discover another side of this cool southern Utah town. Cedar City is wonderful and loaded with adventure. From beautiful places like Brian Head Resort's miles of chairlift rides, mini zip lines, mountain biking, and alpine slides. Or add the cool Alpine Cedar Breaks National Monument to your bucket list. Enrobed in a circle of painted cliffs, 150 species of wildflowers, hiking trails, and spectacular views. Nearby is Bryce and Kolob Canyons, just off I-15. Plus, Cedar City has miles of new downhill and flow trails for riding. Now, if four-wheel adventures are your scene, Cedar City has over 400 miles of socially distanced OHV trails. Pack up your bikes, hiking shoes, ATVs, and fishing poles, because Cedar City isn't just a place for first-class theater. Here, you're the star of your own adventure. Plan your trip today. Let wonder be your guide at visitcedarcity.com.
I know one big soccer fan in the building is happy today. Real Salt Lake is back in action. Finally, that would be Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you here by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, Real Salt Lake's first match in the MLS's back tournament is in Orlando, Florida this Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time. It's a late start against the Colorado Rapids at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. Midfielder Demir Krylock says things are going pretty well inside the bubble.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. The organization is good so far, so everything is good. Just it's pretty humid and warm, especially in the morning.
But it's not good for the Pro Soccer League. FC Dallas had to pull out after 10 players tested positive for coronavirus. Now Nashville has withdrawn after 9 players caught the bug. RSL was not scheduled to play either team in their 3 tournament games. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Americans are dropping their debt rapidly during the coronavirus recession. The Federal Reserve reports credit card debt plunged by $24 billion in May and is now below $1 trillion for the first time in 3 years.
If you're looking at a reason why all of a sudden we've turned positive, they're pointing a finger at Gilead, the pharmaceutical company. They have put out a very positive statement this morning, evidently, on remdesivir and some of their studies that they're doing. So the markets are up. The Dow on the plus side on the futures anyway by 29. The S&P is up 3. The NASDAQ this hour is up 13.
We'll take a look at your morning commute. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
You hear us talk a lot about the importance right now in our lives of a safe, essential service provider in your home. And whether that's plumbing, Rob would say, we got this. Whether that's, your furnace or your air conditioner, Rob would say, we got this. Whether that's something that needs to be done with in terms of an air scrubber like Amanda you've got at your house, we got this. That's Superior's attitude about everything.
I drove past a Superior Water and Air
van or, you know, a truck van or whatever you call it the other day, and I wanted to beep and say, hey, guys.
And they'd say, that woman's crazy.
They would have thought, who is that strange woman? What is she doing? I just know that they were on their way to take care of somebody like they have taken care of me for years. They were out at my house just servicing my air scrubber the other day, which the air scrubber, by the way, is just another level of security that I have. We installed it after my one son got diagnosed with asthma. And so we got one of those filters in our furnace that's like a hospital grade filter. And then we got the air scrubber to just try and do as much as we can to keep, you know, infections and germs out of the house. You should check out that air scrubber. But so we had the guy out to the house, and then I think we're going to have him out again, Tim, because the shower is leaking. I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. Maybe it's just something simple.
Uh-oh.
But you know, when the shower starts leaking onto your floor, there's something going on.
And what you're talking about in each of those situations is just a little peace of mind. And Superior wants to remind you that now's not the time for gimmicks and games or to fall for an offer that really just sounds too good to be true. You need a safe, essential service provider. Peace of mind that Superior Water and Air can bring. 801-974-9090. And, of course, you can look them up online at superiorwaterandair.com.
Just a quick programming note. This week's movie show is sponsored by Sound Sleep Medical and Sandy. Free sleep consultations to the first 25 callers.
729 means triple team traffic. And it's again brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Let's go back to Andy Farnsworth.
Right now, traffic on I-15, a little bit slow right after 90th South. Minor delays, really, as you merge onto the main flow. Looks good on Bangor Highway 5600 West and so far SR-36 in Tooele County. But traffic's a little bit slow east and west on SR-138, where the fire was yesterday. Aubrey?
From American Fork to the point of the mountain on I-15, it's about a 5 to 10 minute drive there, moving at good speeds. Also, if you're going westbound on SR-92 from Highland down to the freeway, it's also looking pretty good there. Eric?
Getting over to the freeway, no major problem in Davis-Weber counties this morning, and the freeway continues to look solid northbound and southbound from Ogden to Bountiful. We have a little bit of exit congestion at 200 North in Kaysville as you leave the freeway and start going west. With contactless mobile checkout in the 7-Eleven app, now you can scan your favorite products, pay in the app, and off you go. Simple, safe, and easy, 7-Eleven. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's check our forecast now and these temperatures for today. Back to you, Grant.
Sunny hot temperatures today and tomorrow as well. 97 degrees this afternoon. More sunshine, 99 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
And our temperature downtown is 79 degrees.
Speeds have been good on our freeways. Getting a little busy in a couple of spots, though. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Salt Lake City protests. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A whole lot of red paint and graffiti is all that remains from last night's protest in downtown Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City protests. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage live on the scene outside the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a group of a couple hundred protesters began gathering here at the Salt Lake County DA's office a few hours after DA Sim Gill ruled that officers were justified in using deadly force when Bernardo Palacios Carbajal was shot and killed on May 23rd. The group chanted that they were going to stand up and fight back as they plastered the street, sidewalk, and plenty of the building with red paint. Salt Lake City Police declared the protest to be unlawful once windows were broken at the building. At that time, they dispersed the crowd and a few officers were injured in the process. Additionally, Governor Herbert declared a state of emergency closing the Capitol building. It'll stay that way through Monday. Right now, there's a few cleanup workers on site. That red paint is not going away. Right now, they're just picking up some of the garbage and trying to get this area cleaned up just a little bit. Reporting live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A group of protesters is asking the governor to get rid of Utah's coronavirus restrictions, saying they're causing businesses to close. Green Girl Smoothie CEO Robin Openshaw says 15% of small businesses in Park City have closed up shop, and she's worried about the future.
We have to stand up for them because they're the engine of the economy, they are the tax base, and their friends and neighbors are small business owners.
Several people who rallied outside the Salt Lake Health Department building last night also questioned why we need mask mandates.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City School District has a different plan from many others around the state for the start of school next month. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas says if things stay like they are right now, students won't be back in class at all.
District spokesperson Yandere Chatwin says this plan was put together with input from parents and educators.
Last spring, no one had time to plan. But we do have some time to, you know, optimize as much as we can going into the fall.
Under the plan, all learning will be online if Salt Lake City remains in an orange condition as designated by the state. If things improve to yellow, students will be divided into groups. Some will attend class on different days of the week and do online learning activities the rest of the time. And everybody will have to wear masks at school. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Is it safer to send kids to school on the bus or some other way? A new report says in Utah, it's pretty safe either way.
In this report card, we are actually showing that we're making a real concerted effort to protecting our kids.
It's a study that comes out every couple of years that ranks states on providing ways to get students to school by walking or biking. Dr. Brett Makiff with the Utah Department of Health says Utah always ranks as one of the healthiest states, and we rank high here too.
But we're doing just the same when it comes to that environment for walking and biking to school.
Makiff says because of this and now COVID, it might make sense to go retro.
It was so common in the mid-60s. We had 50% of the population walking to school. It was great. Right now, we're down to about 11%.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Reopening is not going as planned in the nation's largest states. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, leading health experts are calling for hotspot states to shut down as coronavirus escalates and deaths have begun to climb again. Dr. Tony Fauci says those states didn't follow White House task force guidelines.
Some states skipped over those and just opened up too quickly.
He named Florida in particular for skipping over checkpoints for reopening. A Southern California security guard held on $1 million bail in the shooting death of a man at a grocery store who wasn't wearing a face mask. Umir Hawkins is charged with murder in Gardena.
Ended up getting killed by a coward. Shooting him in the back.
The victim was not a customer, but waiting for help to change a flat tire. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley told a House committee yesterday they can't confirm Russia paid bounties to the Taliban to kill Americans.
If we did, there'd be a different response.
He and Defense Secretary Esper testified to the Armed Services Committee. They're continuing to investigate that claim. And Michael Cohen is back in prison. The former personal attorney for President Trump refused parole conditions during a meeting in New York yesterday. So he was taken away in handcuffs. He had been under home arrest for a financial fraud conviction. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Triple-digit temperatures on the way for parts of the Beehive State this weekend.
We're at the point now where we're going to be talking about excessive heat in parts of our state, the southeast, and Utah's Dixie for this weekend as temperatures there get up to near the 110 range, so about as hot as we get in the summertime for St. George. And for the Wasatch Front, we're talking about temperatures near 100 and tomorrow and Sunday as well.
Grant says the heat sticks around as we start next week with highs on Monday about 98 for the Wasatch Front. Then it looks like we cool just slightly into the mid-90s for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Coming up on KSL, is it really even Texas without Friday Night Lights?
And we'll look at your triple team traffic.
Traffic on I-15, a little bit slowdowns in Kaysville right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 7:36.
Source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
It's summertime, family time, and that means camping time at Paris RV. Check out our summer specials. Hook up the 2021 Rockwood 1640 LTD 10 trailer, fully loaded for only $89.95 or $99 a month, zero down. Or basically steal the 2021 Open Range 26 BH Bunkhouse Travel Trailer for only $19,995 or $229 a month, zero down. Check out the 2021 XLR Boost 25 LR LE Toy Hauler.
It'll even fit a four-seat Ranger.
razor for only $22,995 or $249 a month, zero down. Don't miss out on these incredible summer deals at Paris RV. And remember, we have over 350 RVs in stock for you to choose from. Also, a full service department with 26 bays, a body shop, and not one but two parts superstores. And two locations, 4360 South State and 5545 South State. Or, of course, online at ParisRV.com.
Watching Utah's Money just after the opening bell. Let's see how the markets are doing. And all of a sudden, responding positively here in the first few minutes of trading. Okay, that was the last time I looked. Right now, the Dow is down, but it's like 0.15. So, I mean, it's not even 0.5%. We're bouncing around this morning. The S&P is off by 4 points. The NASDAQ is down about 63. And we'll have more coming up at 7:55 here on KSL.
Really, if you blink, it'll change.
I did, and it did.
A growing COVID-19 count could mean Friday nights without the lights this fall in Texas.
Texans enjoy professional basketball. They like Major League Baseball, and they're fans of the NFL. But high school football is what many of them live for. As tens of thousands of student-athletes prepare for summer training camps, the superintendent of schools in Dallas says he doesn't see how a contact sport can be played with coronavirus numbers still rising. The governing body of high school sports says it still plans to go ahead with the fall season, at least for now. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
We are pretty sure that streaming Hamilton on Disney Plus has been a smash hit, and we don't know the precise number of people who actually watched it over the past week. Disney knows, but they won't say. The Nielsen Company, rather, which compiles ratings for TV and radio stations, is getting that information, too, but they're deferring to Disney on when it becomes public. Why?
Why?
What would be the fear of letting people know it was a huge success?
Was it lower than they predicted or something?
I don't know
what
how
in the world?
I don't know how it could be with the numbers that we've already shared about the number of downloads of the app just in time to watch it. But we do know that the app downloads were significantly up last week. It was like 54,000.
Yeah. That makes zero sense to me.
Yeah. I don't know why they'd be holding back on that.
7:39, let's check Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, we've got a crash in Davis County on northbound I-15 just before you get to the Kaysville exit. Right now, crews have blocked off the two right lanes of the freeway, and it has brought traffic to a stop for about a half a mile. It's increasing just a little bit. On the southbound side, it's more just kind of everybody taking a look at it. So we've got a little bit of slowing just south of 200 North Kaysville. Otherwise, it looks good in Davis and Weber counties on the roads. Aubrey?
The city streets in Provo are getting busy around BYU, and we're still seeing normal travel times on I-15 this morning. You can expect about a 25-minute drive from Provo to North Lehigh. Eric?
I-15 continues to look good in Salt Lake County, northbound from Point of the Mountain through Draper and Sandy all the way to downtown. You got good speeds there. If you're on Tooele County, SR-36 looking good on the northbound side, but you do have some westbound congestion, a little bit of eastbound too, on SR-138 as you move between Stansbury Park and Grantsville. Durbin Supplies and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit DurbinSupplies.com, brand you know at price you'll love. I'm Eric Butler on the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for us this morning to get the KSL Allergy Report. It's brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Hot temperatures today as we climb up to near 100 for today and for the weekend. As far as pollen number goes, it's the mold against slightly higher. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 79 degrees downtown.
We'll have a chance to speak with ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks in a moment about the two decisions involving President Trump from the Supreme Court yesterday. One of the things I wanted to ask him is, are those decisions about President Trump the man or the presidency of the United States, or can you not separate them? We'll talk to him in a moment, coming up on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. That's coming up next with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
With all that's going on in the world and in the stock market, there's no better time to align yourself with a local, trusted financial partner. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. We are a full-service, privately-owned firm with an A-plus BBB rating. Our goals are aligned with yours because we're paid a low, flat fee that is established up front and is typically around only 1% per year. And, unlike most advisors, our advice isn't conflicted by limited product selection or strong biases. Full service means we do most everything financial. Investment management, insurance, tax, social security and income planning, as well as legal needs such as wills and trusts. Our fiduciary advisors will take the time to get to know you and your situation. Call Trajan Wealth today and see what positive impact we can make in your life. Call us, 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
News this hour brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down. But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance. But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up To Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
Speaking of superheroes, Miss Amanda, one of our texters asking when the Masters of the Universe might return to the airwaves of KSL.
I was just thinking about that, Tim. And I know for a long time it hasn't felt appropriate. But does it feel appropriate? Well, I'll have to talk to Adam and see what Adam says, our executive producer. But I've missed it, too, on Fridays.
Yeah, it's always, a nice way to get us into the weekend, I think, with a little lighthearted touch.
Yeah,
one of the things we look forward to with a movie show on Fridays, too.
I've really missed it. So let's talk to Adam and see what Adam says. But, yeah, I've really missed it.
Thanks for letting us know you're missing it, too, by reaching out on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That number, 57500. KSL News Time, 744. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office was targeted by protesters last night who sprayed graffiti and dumped red paint in response to a deadly police shooting that was ruled as justified.
Second, the Utah Jazz and a handful of other NBA teams have completed their first practice at the NBA's bubble in Orlando, Florida, where the season will restart in a few weeks.
Third, let's get another look at how the roads are doing this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Got a crash northbound I-15 in Kaysville, Davis County. Backups going into Farmington, and it is only blocking the right lane now, so they have reopened one of the two lanes that was blocked. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it's a hot one out there, sunshine 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
79 downtown.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Supreme Court rejected the president's claim he's being harassed. A ruling yesterday sided with New York prosecutors' demands for Mr. Trump's tax records, but they most likely won't be made public until after the election.
Joining us live is ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks, and we realize there's sort of two big rulings yesterday, Royal, but I just keep thinking, are these rulings about Donald Trump the man or the presidency of the United States?
It's really about the presidency. Essentially, the opinion said that a president is not above the law and specifically is not immune from subpoenas. And Chief Justice Roberts, who joined the four liberals, plus Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, the two Trump appointees, formed a 7-2 victory. They actually went back to Thomas Jefferson times, saying, hey, when he was president and Aaron Burr was on trial for treason, the president had to respond to a subpoena. Of course, Nixon did, too, in Watergate. Clinton did with respect to his scandal in terms of Paula Jones. So bottom line is, yes, the president is subject to the subpoena, but as you've reported, he's not going to have to hand anything over until probably next year sometime because the Supreme Court kind of punted. They sent it back to the trial court to work out the details.
Well, and even then, the grand jury in New York, even if they get their hands on it, that doesn't mean that this information would ever become public unless somebody leaked it out.
That's right, and it wouldn't become public if the court determines that it really isn't pertinent to a legitimate criminal investigation. And of course, there are two separate deals here. The Manhattan DA is looking into hush money to women like Stormy Daniels, and the president's probably going to have to hand that over down the line. But is it really going to be a big deal? A lot of people point to that and say it normally would be a fine for violating the political rules that you gave some money that really was a campaign contribution. Then when you turn to the House Democrats Committee subpoenas, the Supreme Court actually kind of slapped the hands of the Democrats, pointing out that, you know, we're not saying there's a green light on your subpoena. You really got to go back and recraft it with the trial court. And the court, high court, set up a three-part test. You got to show there's a legislative purpose to the Democrats' subpoenas for financial records of Trump's. You have to prove you can't get it elsewhere. And finally, you have to prove the scope of the subpoena is very narrow. So they've got built-in protections for the president. But the bottom line is that the president lost in his fight to have a declaration that he is immune just by virtue of being president from subpoenas.
I know that the big focus yesterday was on the Trump cases, but there was another big decision yesterday that affected states' rights and Indian reservations. And we have Indian reservations here in the state of Utah. So I just wonder, what is the effect on the state's authority on members of the Indian tribes on reservation land?
Yeah, the Supreme Court said that based on treaties from the 1800s, a part of Oklahoma actually does belong to the Creek tribe. And if this decision is implemented further, you could see maybe a third of Oklahoma go to the Chickasaw, Choctaw, Cherokee, Seminole tribes. The law enforcement would be the federal government's responsibility, not locals. They're talking about redoing criminal cases where people are convicted under the state law. So, yeah, it's a pretty significant ruling. Chief Justice Roberts dissented, saying that this is totally inappropriate. But again, a Trump appointee, Justice Gorsuch, joined the four liberals in basically saying the Indians are entitled to part of Oklahoma and maybe a lot more down the road.
Roberts' opinions on these is interesting to me, and dating all the way back to the Affordable Care Act, he often sort of pushes back hard on any of these things getting to the Supreme Court, saying, look, you guys need to do your job. Quit sending us this stuff. And in his response to the case about the congressional subpoenas, he said, congressional subpoenas for the president's information unavoidably pit political branches against one another. Without limits on its subpoena powers, Congress could exert what he called imperious control over the executive branch and aggrandize itself at the president's expense, just as the framers feared. But he hates this stuff coming up to the Supreme Court.
You're absolutely right. He even used the phrase hurly-burly, saying that's political stuff. They really shouldn't be using their subpoena power in this way. And in a way, he was siding with the president's approach of saying that, you know, this is really all politics. The Democrats just want to bring President Trump down. And so that's why they didn't really give the green light to the congressional subpoena. Again, it's got to have a strict legislative purpose. Do the Democrats in the House really need to see Trump's taxes in order to do a good job of making laws regulating the conduct of the executive branch? But that's something for the trial court to work out. And of course, ironically, whoever loses at the trial court can appeal once again. So it's like a perpetual legal motion machine.
Might be. That's always interesting to talk to you, Royal. Thank you. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks with us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
All right. Let's see what's happening on the roads out there, shall we? With the help of Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back to Andy Farnsworth. I'm looking at some slow traffic, I-15 northbound.
Yeah, it's up in Kaysville northbound. We got the right lane blocked because of a crash that's on the shoulder, and it looks like a truck actually went off the road down into the weeds. However, as a result of the crash and the lane restriction, we got traffic backed up past the ponds and the slowing starting really just a little bit past Shepherd Lane. Southbound a little slow as people take a look at the situation, but no lanes are blocked on the southbound side. Aubrey?
Well, 2100 North and Pioneer Crossing are both showing pockets of eastbound slowing from Redwood to I-15, but those on-ramps might take you a few extra minutes, but once you get onto the freeway, you won't see any problems there. Eric?
I-15 at normal pace and northbound from Point of the Mountain through Draper and Sandy and Murray all the way to downtown. We haven't had any problems on 5600 West, knock on wood, but because of some slow-moving trains this morning, it looks good northbound between the 201 Highway and I-80. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And how are you on this fine Friday, Grant?
Hey, doing pretty good, Amanda. The weekend is just about here. And you know what? The hot temperatures are, too. We're hitting almost 100 today through the weekend. So today, 97, mostly sunny skies. Kind of our hottest stretch we've had so far here. Tomorrow we're going to be upwards of 100, about 99, sunshine. Sunday, right around 100, again, mostly sunny skies. Monday as well, hot and 98. And then we catch a little bit of a break, I think more noticeable in the morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, where we're only into the low 90s on those days, 93, 94, and then sunshine Thursday back up to 99.
Okay.
Head to the hills.
I guess we'll just get used to it. That's right. My plan for the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm headed to the high country, and right now, 79 degrees downtown.
It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. If you have a 20% off coupon from Bed Bath & Beyond, you better get in there and use it. The retailer is closing 200 of its stores, and executives say they will not take the coupon once liquidation of inventory begins.
KSL Drives. People are clamoring to get on a buyer's list for the new 2021 Ford Bronco. The classic outdoor vehicle was built from 1966 to 1996 and gets top dollar among collectors.
A new law in Hong Kong gives sweeping powers to authorities to regulate online content, and that could force many Silicon Valley tech companies out. Previously, Hong Kong guaranteed free internet to all.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The markets are mixed in the first half hour of trading. The Dow is up 19.5. That's just shy of a tenth of a percent. We're at 25,722. The S&P is down just 6.3. That's about two-tenths of a percent. The NASDAQ is also down 63, and that's a real change in what was going on earlier.
Yeah.
That's about six-tenths of a percent.
And that turn toward the positive on the Dow, anyway, Market Watch is pointing a finger toward this statement from Gilead, and I know as soon as I mentioned it, the people are going to be wondering, what did they say? What did they say about remdesivir? There is a clinical trial data that shows experimental therapy remdesivir can reduce the risk of mortality in COVID-19 patients by 62%. They go on to say, Gilead said the mortality rate point is an important finding that requires confirmation in prospective clinical trials, but this was a randomized open-label phase 3 trial and a real-world retrospective of 818 patients with COVID-19 who had similar clinical attributes to those included in the trial. So, wow, if it could drop the mortality rate by 62%, that's something.
Yeah.
And the markets
great,
are saying,
great news for remdesivir.
We're in on that. All right. Let's get our morning broadcast of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News here. Hear more of Jeff's minutes as you head home between 3 and 6. They are brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. AnyHourServices.com.
Do you know what these songs have in common?
She played the fiddle in an Irish band.
Ed Sheeran, Maroon 5.
Cold enough to chill my...
There's no musical introduction. The song starts with the singing.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
This is something new. For decades, almost all pop songs started with a musical buildup. You know what I'm talking about. There are two reasons for the disappearing intro. You know, the part the DJ talks over. Why is it gone? Well, kids have a shorter attention span, and they're listening on Spotify. If Taylor Swift comes on, dang it, you'd better hear Taylor Swift singing. Otherwise, you might hit fast forward to the next song, and they don't want that. So kids these days will never experience the visceral thrill of hearing those first notes of a favorite song. The anticipation as you listen to 15 seconds of build-up waiting for the singer to share with you. This generation will have few of these classic riffs. The length of song intros has shortened by 78% over the past 30 years. Instead, thanks to Spotify, the singing now starts immediately. You get what they call the cold intro.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
I say, ice cold.
As time goes on.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
It's not a requirement.
We have the constitutional authority to mandate this. At this time, I choose not to make it a mandate.
The governor requires face masks for schools, but not everywhere else.
I'm going to challenge all of us to get our average case rate below 500 by August the 1st.
Is a statewide requirement next? We're updating the public health crisis every 30 minutes starting each morning at 5 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
7:59, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Reward. Danny?
Amanda, we're still seeing delays up on I-15 in Kaysville because of a crash where the vehicle went off the road, so we've got the right lane blocked and traffic backed up now past the ponds, almost to the Shepherd Lane overpass. Again, this is northbound. There is a little bit of southbound delay, but it's more curiosity slowdowns than anything else. No other slowdowns. Highway 89 looking good as you go through Davis County both directions. Aubrey?
If you're making your way south, you're 215, you'll see a little bit of slowdowns there. I-15 in Utah County, though, we still haven't had any problems there this morning. You can expect about a 10-minute drive from American Fork to the point of the mountain. Eric?
I-15 northbound through Draper and Sandy, no problems this morning. If you're over on the 215 belt in any direction, it looks good as you head around the valley this morning. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.